Chapter 2. The Voice in the Night. Stan could not deny that he was very happy he had been re-elected, but right now he could not hide his annoyance. He had explicitly told the guards of the castle that he would talk to anybody who needed him the next day, but not tonight. Yet he had still been woken up 4 times by DZ, Cat, Charlie and DZ again. His friends only wanted to congratulate him, but Stan was far too tired to appreciate it. Stan ordered the guard firmly to tell everybody to leave him be for the rest of the night and slammed the door irritably. Stan got back into bed, glad that the campaign was over and that he could now get some sleep for the first time in days. He pulled the covers up, closed his eyes, and was about to fall asleep when a faint voice caught his ear. "Stan? Hey, Stan, are you awake?"
"Whoever you are, go away,"
barked Stan, hiding his head under the pillow in his angst.
"Oh, okay then. I thought that you'd be rather happy to hear my voice again, noob, but if you'd rather sleep, I get it."
Suddenly, Stan was wide awake. He glanced wildly around the room, daring to hope that it could really be true, that the voice could really be that of...
"Sally?"
Stan asked tentatively.
"Yes?"
came the sarcastic, smirky voice.
"Oh my God, it's you!" cried Stan, his eyes brightening in delight. "You're alive! But how? Where are you?"
"No, you idiot, I'm not alive. Minotaurus cut me open with an axe, remember?"
"But wait a second," said Stan, his elation suddenly shifting to a sudden onset headache. "If you're... But then... Sal, how are you talking to me if you're dead?"
"Well," came Sally's voice, the source of which Stan still could not distinguish. "Ever since I died, I've been trying to find ways to get back onto the server. I've got to hand it to King Kev, he really did his research. I've tried every method of rejoining, of hacking my way in, of bypassing the blacklist, you know, the list of people who have been banned from Elementia. But what you hear now is the closest I've been able to get."
"So, can you see me?" asked Stan.
"Yeah, I see you," she replied. "It's weird. My view of you keeps shifting around the room, though, and I have to really focus on you to keep my sight there."